You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
This story is making its way around the interwebs today. And when we first saw it, we were like, man, what a cool company. This is cool. What a great thing. And then we just got angry.
Yep.
This is a company called Hilcorp. They're the largest privately held oil and natural gas exploration and production companies in America. Yeah. They got a lot of money. It's oil and gas. Roughly 1,380 employees. Here's what they're doing this year for their employees. They made their budgets. They're doing great. They're selling oil.
God, what's that like?
So they are giving every one of their 1,380 employees a $100,000 Christmas bonus.
Regardless of their job.
Regardless of your status, your position, from the CEO down to the receptionist, a $100,000 Christmas bonus this year.
Six figures.
What the F?
Do they
six figures?
Do they tax that?
Sure, you're probably only going to see about what,
$55,000,
$60,000
of that.
Oh well, that's
but
peanuts.
Still, and then if you rewind the clock a little bit, in 2010 they made some 5-year goals and budgets, so they offered all the employees there the choice of a $50,000 car or $35,000 in cash. Mm. So that happened in 2010 for this company.
This
as well.
Company must have more money they're than always, God.
Well, they're also always voted in the like top 5 or whatever of best companies to work for.
Yeah, they're
no
in the,
duh,
the
right?
Fortune 100 best companies to work for.
Yeah.
Are they
crazy?
Hiring?
No joke. It's like they're going to get flooded now with applications.
Oh my God, 100,000.
100 grand.
We did a thing. We used to do it every year. And I don't know if we did it last year, but we used to do it every year where we would ask people to call and tell us what is your Christmas bonus? Do you know what you're getting? And we just did an average of a boatload of people. And a ton of people would call in and say, I'm not getting anything. We'd write down a zero. Other people would say, hey, I'm getting $500 from it. And a couple of years ago, there was somebody who worked for a construction company. Mm-hmm. And they said, my bonus was $30,000.
Oh,
the Christmas bonus.
Yeah.
30 yeah. grand at the end of the year.
So nice.
Like, holy crap. This is my 38th year of radio. Mm-hmm. And the next Christmas bonus I get, the cash Christmas bonus, will be my first cash Christmas bonus.
Yeah, so don't hold your breath.
I've gotten every once in a while a ham, which is nice, and turkey,
sure,
which is nice.
I
like all that. That's fine. But I have never known, I've never worked for a company that said, here's, you know, $500. Merry
sure.
Christmas.
We appreciate you.
Never
Good
done
job.
That. So
you guys wonder why I cry so much. This is the reason why I'm going to cry for the
grand.
Second time today.
Do you suppose grand. We should do our annual?
Let's light them
yeah,
up.
Yeah, let's feel worse about ourselves.
No, let's light them up. Brag. Call and brag. What are you getting for Christmas?
What's your bonus?
They forked out, it was $138 million on their employees.
Oh my God.
$138 million.
Holy millions.
They're doing all right.
So it's our annual time to ask our listeners, what'd you get this year? Are you getting something? Even if it's a zero, you can call and tell us. Okay, before we go to the phones quickly, here's some that were sent to us on Facebook. Lisa, $800.
Nice.
Mark says he got a $25 iTunes gift card. Marquez got a gift card to Outback Steakhouse.
It's all right.
Oh, Jeremy would love that.
I'm game with that.
Marie, $250. Colin, $100 and a $25 Starbucks card.
Nice.
And Andrea, this one's the most interesting to me. Andrea said her Christmas bonus was $35. Now, how do you arrive at that figure for a bonus?
I don't care. It's more than
it's
ours.
It's 25 or it's 50. I can't understand 35.
I got one that came in here on my Facebook too, which is very weird. This guy's name is Chad. He says he works in the dairy industry. Okay. Milk is big business. He's getting $25,000 bonus.
What?
And free milk for a year.
Hey.
Hey.
He doesn't get that anyway?
I guess not.
Here's Brad. Hello, Brad. What'd you get this year?
I'm going to get the same as I got last year, but plus $200. I get basically $200 per year, and I've been there for 6 years. So that's $1,200.
I like
not
it.
Not bad. Not too shabby.
Dang.
What are you going to buy
yeah,
me?
Yeah, and we usually close the shop down between Christmas and New Year, so it's kind of like a paid vacation.
Dang.
That's great, man.
Yowza.
Good for you.
Yowza.
Yowza is right. Listen, you have a great Christmas. Thank you for being on the show. Here's Pam. Hello, Pam.
Hi.
What do you got for us?
Well, I work for a small manufacturing company. There's only 5 of us that work there.
Yeah.
And we had a really good year, so he's given us all $1,000.
Cha-ching.
That's nice.
What do you manufacture?
Medical equipment.
All right.
No. Like x-ray machines?
Catheters?
X-ray machines.
Oh, just x-ray machines? All right.
Yeah.
Quit fantasizing.
Free catheters for everybody.
Jeremy's fantasizing.
Let me
here.
Ask you this. Have you already in your mind spent $1,000 on something?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What'd you spend it
definitely.
On?
Paying off my IRS bill and my credit card.
Good for you.
Festive. Yeah.
Very festive.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it helps.
Give it to the man.
Hey, Pam, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Here comes Tana. Hello, Tana.
Morning.
What'd you get this year?
We get nothing.
Nothing.
Oh.
Sometimes we get socks or something.
What, socks are good. I like socks. I got Jeremy socks for Christmas once.
I love socks.
Socks. All right.
Well, that's socks.
How long you work with these guys?
9 years.
Yeah, well. Do they treat you well, though?
Not so much anymore.
Oh, it's my goodness. On.
Yeah.
You need a Christmas resignation letter is what you need to get.
Right.
Onward and upward, sweet
Put
Tana.
That in your stockings.
Oh, dang it all. Tana, I hope you have a great holiday, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Gee, that's,
here
that's
comes Dawn. Hello, Dawn.
Good morning, guys.
So do you get a bonus this year?
I don't get a bonus, but I'm calling in because my son gets a bonus.
Okay.
And he gets $100 plus a one-paid day off.
That's nice.
Oh, well, that's good.
It's a double whammy.
It's a double bonus.
It is. So is He's young. It's a good start.
Is that like a paid day off anytime he wants or just during the holiday season?
Anytime.
Oh, that's really good.
Pretty good. So the day after a concert, a little night of partying.
There you go.
Yeah, when he goes to Florida and when we take the cruise, he gets
Well, now you're just bragging.
Dawn, have a great holiday, okay?
You too, guys.
Thanks a lot. You know, we have a, we do the Employee of the Year here at Wilkes Broadcasting every year.
Yeah.
And that Employee of the Year gets a vacation to Mexico. And I think one of the cool touches they do with that is that they don't count that to your vacation time either.
Right.
So it's just like on top of your vacation.
Mm-hmm. Not yet, at least.
Time for one more. Here's Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. So did you get a bonus this year?
I got a whole lot of nothing.
Oh, Scott.
We feel you.
Not only that, I got a pink slip as well. My last day is next Friday.
Well, holy jolly.
No, seriously?
It is the season of giving.
Well.
Do you have anything else lined up?
No, that's it. Just a big no bonus and no job, but it's okay.
Well, since you get to sleep in, will you still set your alarm so you can listen to us?
Of course, you crazy kids. I wouldn't
crazy kids. Good luck, buddy.
You're a good man, Scott. I hope things turn around for you quickly, all right, man?
No, we're good. Bye-bye.
Thanks, buddy. Bye. We appreciate it.
Well, that's a Debbie Downer.
Well, there's that. How about perspective, huh? How's that for perspective?
Yeah. So your bonus, Emily, is that you get to keep coming to work.
We have covered parking.
Yay!
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.